The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News.
Ever-growing waiting lists for public hospitals are populated with many people who have not emergency needs but chronic care needs, and these are needs that can only be addressed with real long-term vision. The Irish Hospital Consultants Association's Care Can't Wait campaign is calling for government and health service management to set out a sustainable multi-annual plan that not only seeks to reduce delays for assessment and treatment but also addresses the need to improve the experience of patients who have long-term health needs. I'm joined by consultant rheumatologist and IHCA member Dr. Laura Duncan. Laura, good morning.
Good morning, Durkin.
I want to get that right. So Laura, tell me first of all, what kind of patients are we talking about here?
So I suppose I was kind of prompted to get involved in this by my rheumatology patients. So I look after patients with, so about 25% of Irish adults will have some form of rheumatic disease. So it's really common that people will need to see a rheumatologist over their life. And lots of my diseases, if you come to me, Pat, and you get a diagnosis of rheumatoid arthritis, you get a diagnosis of lupus or psoriatic arthritis, you're going to need to see me or a version of me until probably the day you die. So it's one of those things, because we suppress the immune system and we put people on really complex medication, those people, once they meet me and they become my patient, the chances are that I'm going to be looking after them for a long, provided I'm still there and they're still there, I'm going to be looking after them for a long time.
Okay, but so what's the issue? If you know that, presumably you could set up a regime whereby they would make an appointment and it would be maybe for 3 months hence and then 3 months hence again. So you could put it into your diary, they put it into their diary.
And that's kind of how life does work. But I suppose from my perspective, I put this huge push on my waiting list to get on top of it, which everyone is doing across the country, because obviously it's a massive issue. But then what happens is that the number of patients that you're providing chronic care to massively increases. And we have a scenario where people don't have the physical space and the infrastructure to look after those patients and to see them back regularly. In my world, if I see people, say they're booked for a regular 6 month appointment, but I want to be also able to see them when they flare, if they're in a crisis, if something else happens to them, if there's a problem with their medication. And we need to have the capacity within the system to provide that chronic care for people, mostly because it keeps them out of the emergency department. It keeps them away from hospital inpatient stay. But it is a huge part of, as you address the front of the queue, that you need to also look at the chronic care that you create. Yeah. Because when I diagnose somebody, and it's completely the right thing to do, I then create a need for them to be seen on an ongoing basis. And at the moment, I personally am struggling to squeeze people into the physical space that I have. And it's a problem that's kind of reproduced across the country.
Okay.
That the chronic care capacity needs also to be addressed.
So two elements here. First of all, there's your own time. There are only so many patients that you can see and give the kind of attention that they need to in a working week. And secondly, even if you had the time, you've no place to put them, no place to actually see them.
Yeah, so I suppose we talk a lot about the inpatient capacity in the hospitals, and we know that we have a really low number of inpatient beds compared to our European colleagues. And so, you know, we know that has to happen, and that's been very slow to be rolled out. But the other capacity that we need is outpatient capacity. So we need to be able to see people in clinics. Now, some of that is that, you know, we have kind of 830 unfilled posts across the country. There are definitely chairs that need bums in them to see these patients and to look after them. But the other piece of that, Pat, is that they need clinic space. So there needs to be space for people to have what we call ambulatory or you know, chronic care that does keep them well, keep them in the community. In my diseases, we know that getting in early with really good therapy improves patients' outcomes, mm-hmm. keeps them in the workforce, keeps them healthy, keeps them well, and actually gives them a completely normal life expectancy.
Now,
and I suppose, so
for me, I was just going to ask you, do you have to share space? For instance, I mean, when you run a rheumatology clinic, because you have other things to be doing as well, do you kind of book a clinic space and you say, that's mine for 3 hours, 3 times a week? Or what way does it work?
So I'm terrible. So yes, I have rheumatology space that's booked. I am chased out of it because I'm constantly squeezing people in so that I can maximize the number of people I see. And what that means is that we're under this constant pressure to get through patients. And we've essentially now reached a scenario where there literally is not the physical space to add in the urgent reviews. And all we need, and this is mirrored across the country, is a place to see the patients. And it doesn't exist. And that's, I suppose, my issue is that while we provide these wonderful waiting list initiatives, and I really, you know, people want to do these, it's about the clinic, the physical clinic capacity to get people in and get them seen.
Now, Laura, we're not just talking about rheumatology, we're talking about other specializations as well. But do you need any particular sophisticated equipment, expensive equipment in the rooms where you see people? Or is it literally space with a, you know, a treatment bed that people can lie down on so they can be examined, an examination bed? Or does it require all the other stuff that you see in sophisticated emergency departments?
No, like an outpatient room has a computer, a desk and a bed and a plinth in
and
it for examination. And that is it. That's all that's in it. Now, it would be nice if the computers in the outpatients were, you know, running an electronic patient record. That would be another amazing thing that we definitely need to do. But literally, outpatient capacity is not a high tech thing. It's a very low tech thing.
So all you're looking for is space now, and it doesn't matter. You want it obviously close to where you're based, close to the hospital and so on, but it doesn't have to be part of the current hospital infrastructure. I mean, they could build an outlying clinic, you know, somewhere in the grounds, and that would work fine.
Oh, absolutely. And we've seen people outreach, and certainly in our own hospital, we've outreached into shopping centres and into non-clinical spaces for these type of units. Now, I suppose we do all have a commitment to inpatients, so it is preferable that we are available to look after the people who are up the house and are critically unwell. But there has been lots of kind of thinking about this, and people have been putting in, you know, areas off-site. But these are very low-tech interventions, and I suppose as we address the bed capacity, which we know has been very slow to roll around, we also need to look at ways in which we keep people well in the community and ways in which we keep people out of hospital, because that's crucial for our public, that they have access to us, and that if they are on one of our medications, that we're available to look after them.
So the simple thing, and it is very simple, is just to create space that's warm, well lit, has a computer facility and an examination bed and a desk, maybe. That's it.
Absolutely. Accessible to patients who have impaired mobility. And that would be the only other thing. They are straightforward interventions. And I suppose as we fixate on our waiting list initiatives, I really would love to see people put their mind to what it looks like down the track. So,
okay, we seem to have lost Laura. We lost you momentarily there, Laura, but please conclude.
Say if somebody goes to another one of my colleagues, say they go to orthopedics, the offset of them being seen in an orthopedic clinic is that a large proportion of them may need an operation, so a joint replacement. And I suppose as we address the front of the queue, we have to think about the chronic care piece, the likely number of people who are going to need operations, the follow-on bit from that initial assessment. And I would love to see a bit of energy put behind that, because that's really how you mind people and keep them well.
Dr. Laura Durkin, a consultant rheumatologist and a member of the Irish Hospital Consultants Association, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News.